Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and this is Issues Christian Men's Talk. Today is Thursday, August the 11th, 2016, and we thank you for joining us. We pray all is well in your life. We pray all is well with your family. Amen. I thank my brothers today for coming in, for joining us tonight. We have a couple of guests on. We have some upcoming events to bless and edify and encourage the brethren. So we're gonna do a couple of interviews and talk about some of the upcoming events that you can get involved with in the community. And we have a couple we have men's fellowships coming up. We have couples ministries. But we're going to get to all that announcements. But we're going to open up with the Word of God and prayer. And then we'll bring our guests in. Amen. 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 Tonight we're going to be reading from Romans chapter number 5, starting at verse number 1. And the Word of God says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man one would die yet, peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." Father God, we say thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, O God, for the shed blood of your Son, the broken body, O God, that saved our souls, O God, that paid the sacrifice of the debt that we owed, O God. Father, we thank you today for reconciliation, redemption, recovery, O God. We thank you, O God, that we stand in right standing with you today, O God. Father, we ask you continue to bless the men, O God, bless the husbands, fathers, and sons, God, that they will continue to live out the purpose and plan that you have for their life, that they will become leaders in the community, in the home, and in the church. In Jesus' name we pray, and we say amen and amen. Amen, amen. Again, this is Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. I want to begin tonight. I want to give a shout-out to a couple ministries that we're in fellowship, and I'll just give them some recognition first. I would give a shout-out to my home church, the City of Hope International Worship Center, where my pastor is Bishop Joseph A. McCargo. I also want to give a shout out to Overseer Maurice Cornwell from Uplift Through the Word Ministries in Pasadena, Maryland, to Pastor George Sharps at Jesus Lives Ministry and Fellowship in Hanover, Maryland, the Apostle Ed Banks from New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders in Woodlawn, Maryland, Pastor Chuck Brooks from Graceway Church in Baltimore, Pastor Ian Edwards from Winning Souls Evangelistic Church in Pasadena, Maryland. Also, he has a second church on Tuesday nights in Bowie, Maryland. Pastor John Watts from Kingdom Life Church in Brooklyn, Maryland. Pastor Joseph Powell from Covenant Lighthouse Ministries in Hanover, Maryland. I just want to give a shout out to them brothers and those pastors and the men there and their men's group and those ministries who see men as see men to fulfill their purpose as leaders in the home, the church, and the community, and minister to men to encourage them to be what God called them to be. Amen. Well, our first announcements, Jesus Lives Ministries and Fellowships has an upcoming third annual couples retreat. And that's going to be held on March the 23rd, 2017. And we're going out to Ocean City, Maryland in the Holiday Inn in the Oceanfront. The cost for that trip is $450 per couple. And you can call the church at 410-859-8002. Get detailed information. I believe this date taking the first $100 deposit is going to be, let's talk to the sister, I believe it's going to be September. They're asking for $100 non-refundable deposit. just so they can hold the rooms and set the reservations in place. And you have until January, I believe it is, to pay off the balance of $350. Amen? So that's Jesus Lives Family Ministries Couples Retreat in March 2017. You can call the church at 410-859-8002. Amen? Amen. Also, I'm give it this Saturday, we have a lot going on this Saturday, but first we have our men's breakfast from the Man Inside Ministries, Elder Curtis T. Wright. And it's going to be held at the Golden Corral Restaurant in Glen Burnie, Maryland at 6701 Chesapeake Center Drive in Glen Burnie at 8 a.m. We invite you to come out. It's an open fellowship, and it's a buffet, so you can come, eat as much as you want. But we're going to be there. We're going to minister. We're going to fellowship, encourage one another, and just spend some time. If you need to spend some time with some brothers and some men and just be in fellowship, we invite you to come out. It's an open meeting, open fellowship, and we're there every other Saturday. So this is an ongoing thing, and it's coming up this week. So if you take this week and you can't make it this week, go every other Saturday from this Saturday, and we'll be there at 8 o'clock. We're there consistently every other Saturday. Amen? So it's Golden Corral at 6701 Chesapeake Center Drive. It's off Ordnance Road for my people who live in Glen Burnie. It's right there, the Golden Corral right off Ordnance Road. Amen? You can RSVP to Elder Wright by calling 410-409-4464. Amen? Amen. Amen. What else we got? I think that's it. But wait a minute. Well, we do have an event coming up. We have a brother that's going to share with that on Saturday. This Saturday, we have the 9th annual Riders Against Domestic Violence to support the Family Crisis Center in Prince George's County. We're going to bring Brother Blade on. He's going to tell us a little bit more details. We're going to be talking about that tonight, but I just want to get that out here in the announcements. That's going to be this Saturday, the 13th, in PG County. The staging area is going to be the Harley Davidson of Washington at 9407 Livingston Road in Fort Washington, Maryland. Kickstands up at 11:30. They're asking for donations of, wait a minute, it's on here. I'm looking. I believe it's $20 for the rider, and $20 per person and $10 for the passenger. Yep, there you go. $20 for a ride and $10 for each passenger. Also, trucks and cars, we're asking for $20 donation there. Amen. And there's going to be a family picnic at the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 89 at 2905 Old Largo Road in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. But again, we're going to have Brother Blade's going to be on. We're going to talk about that a little bit more and give you more details and what's going on there. Amen. Amen. And we have one more event coming up. This is the one that's a little bit down the road, but we wanted to get it out there early, fast and early. Amen? Amen. 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 Mr. Brian, good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, Deacon Farr. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful, brother. Thank you for taking time out. And, I wanted you to come on and tell the folk about the upcoming health fair. It's a couple weeks out. It's on September the 25th. And so let's tell the audience of what's going on, how they can get involved, and what's the plan.
All right. On September 25th, as you mentioned, from 1 to 4 p.m., we're having a health fair at New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders underneath of Apostle Etta Banks. That address is 1724 Woodlawn Drive, Suite 2, in Woodlawn area, Gwin Oak, Maryland, 21207. It's inside the Security Plaza. You'll see all the parking lot set aside for family fun, entertainment. We are trying to get men to come out and get some health and wellness questions asked that you normally don't ask your doctors. We're going to have physical trainers on site, Kaiser Permanente with the buses coming to do BMI, which is blood body mass index checks, blood sugar sticks, blood pressure, and cholesterol checks, just to give you some idea of how you're standing health-wise right now. I'm Minister of Wellness at Facebook, TB7 Wellness Coach, and you can always hit us up with some questions prior to coming. But we're just trying to give men a forum to just talk about health and wellness, and it's open to everybody in the families. We'll have a bounty for the kids. Kaiser is bringing food, so it's just going to be a nice event, and we've got the other neighbors in the community coming who have different stores and churches that will be participating as well.
Amen, amen. You got are vendors able to come and participate and set up their tables?
Yeah, that's not a problem. We got enough space. It's free. Just we ask you to give us a call. You can reach me at 443-540-9034 or our outreach chair, Elder Raymond Henson, 443-876-2342. And we'll even have black professional men there setting a booth up for mentorship and youth development. We'll have a hopefully House of Ruth will be there for domestic violence, as well as a resource for homelessness.
Amen, amen, brother. So that's let me see, what's the date again? It's going to be
September
25th,
Sunday.
Amen, amen. And what time?
1 to 4 p.m. And you can even come earlier and attend church with us and get your praise and shout on and just, you know, bless and worship with us, and then we'll go right into the fair.
Amen, amen. Give us the address one more time.
1724 Woodlawn Drive, Suite 2, Gwin Oak, Maryland, 21207.
Amen. Thank you, bro.
Directly behind, yes.
Go ahead.
Sorry. I said it sits directly behind Shoe City on Woodlawn Drive.
All right. Amen, amen. And there's a Facebook page. It's Healthy Mind, Body, and Soul. You can go there. You can go to Issues Christian Men's Talk. We have the link there. You can find the page, the details. They got a map of how to get there. Everything's there. And we encourage the brothers to come out and take this time. Get your blood pressure checked. Your blood sugar, your blood pressure, what else you got? Your BMI, check your weight and height because you might be too short for how much you weigh. So, you got to work on that. You can stretch you. You know, if you get taller, then you could be, then your weight will be right for you. So, there's opportunities to do that. We have trainers there to teach you how to do that. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, amen. All right, bro. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming on and sharing. And, again, if you're interested, reach out to us on Facebook, and we can get you more details. Amen. God bless
amen.
You, sir.
Amen. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Amen. 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 So we have another event coming up that we're going to talk a little bit about tonight. We're going to get a little bit more detail on. We have the Riders. Riders Against Domestic Violence. Brother Blade, can you hear me, sir? Good evening.
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Amen. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. How are you doing today, Deacon?
I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. Well, bro, let me give a shout out first to Miss Linda Shaw and the Next Step, because she hooked us up with this, and she was working with you in the planning, and so now we're gonna talk a little bit about it, and we're gonna get folks encouraged to come out and ride. So my motorcycle riders out there, you know somebody, so we encourage you to come out and spend it. First, let me tell you, this is your 9th annual, so tell us a little bit about the Riders Against Domestic Violence.
Riders Against Domestic Violence is a group of riders from the community, but we compose a different clubs, and the majority of us work with law enforcement, federal and local. We are government employees, federal and state government employees, and we came together to bring awareness against domestic violence and in hopes that we will aid the lawmakers in making stricter laws that will help the victims that are affected by this disease, which we call domestic violence. Plus, also, we support what we call the Family Crisis Center, and we put on a fundraiser each year for them to raise funds, to get clothing, to get personal items into the center for the families because the county had cut their funding. So that's the premise of our charity event, is to bring the riders out, police escort ride through the county, which is very enjoyable. The ride usually lasts about an hour and a half, and you get a chance to ride safely with an enjoyable ride. Then the second half of it will be called Family Day and the Picnic, which the families come together. We have contests with the motorcycle, contests with the families, and we give out prizes and trophies. And as you said before earlier, the donation is $20 per rider, $10 per passenger, and $20 per vehicle, and where we provide food, drinks, and entertainment. And I guess after each individual see what we're doing, we're hoping that it grow bigger and bigger every year. Well, I've been doing this for about maybe 2 years now. One of the ladies that used to be at the Family Crisis Center, Ms. Jones, came to me and asked me, could I help? I told her yes, I would do all I can. Then I looked around and saw some more dedicated people who don't mind serving the community, and I brought all of us together. And this way you got Riders Against Domestic Violence.
Amen, sir. Amen, amen. Well, I appreciate it. I had a couple of things here I'm going to share with the folk. So the location where you're going to be staging at night, it starts at 9 a.m.?
Yeah, it started at 9 a.m. at Fort Washington, Harley Davidson, which is called Harley Davidson of Washington, and is located on Livingston Road down in Fort Washington. We will be signing up there, and we will also be providing light refreshments there, you know, until the riders leave. So the staging, they come out, get a chance to talk to each other, fellowship. Then around about 11 o'clock, the officers will give their safety briefing. Then we have a minister that comes out. They give the riders a blessing before they pull off, which will be 11:30. And that's when they take the tour around the county.
Amen, amen. How long the drive, the ride?
The ride is an hour and a half, which
okay.
I think
amen.
That consists of 60-some miles, 60-some to 70 miles of riding.
Okay, amen. All right. Amen. I'm definitely trying. I don't have a bike. Because I'm waiting until I get 60, and then I'm going to buy my bike. But I'm going to come out and drive. I got to get permission, right? It took me this long to convince my wife to let me get a bike. So I only got a couple more years, and then I'm going to have one. And then I'm going to get it. Wait a minute. Let me ask you this, brother. Does a three-wheel account as a bike? Can I be a three-wheel?
Yeah, that's called a trike.
All right.
A lot of guys ride those. Male and female ride a trike.
Okay.
They
all right.
Ride
amen.
Those.
Good. All right. So I'll be legit. Thank you. All right. So now I'm working. So now she might let me get one earlier than 60, but I'm working on it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So
I know.
Then,
yeah.
You know. And I definitely appreciate you letting us advertise on your radio. You know, to try to reach the community. And you know, I mean, we can't guarantee who's going to show, but so far right now, we've got over 100 and some bikers just alone that are coming out to support the event, which is a lot of motorcycles on the highway. And last year, we had 60-some, so we have grown at least by 60 more bikers this year or better. So people are getting the word that we are doing something good. And when I say that, the MC community is one of the communities that we do our best to try to give back, you know, to try to give back to the community in any kind of way that we can. Plus, with some of the positions that we hold, it is encouraged that we volunteer for something, you know, do something to volunteer. As you know, our commander in chief said that, and of course, he is my boss, and he says, hey, volunteer for something, serve your community. And so that's what a lot of our supervisors encourage us to do.
Amen. Amen. That's good. You know, that's good because you definitely, you know, in the midst of the whole busy we get sometimes, we forget. And then when we have these organized events, opportunities, people, you know, fit into their schedule, plan it out, and come out, because again, with domestic violence, that's something that we have to. It's the reason I got I'm connected with it and was supported, because when it's not in the headlines, it's still happening, and it's happening to folks across economic and racial lines, and it's still there, and it needs to be, you know, there needs to be support and people, you know, advocating against it, advocating lawmakers and all those things. But hold on, brother, I got Sister Linda, are you with me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. I can hear you.
Amen. God bless you, sister. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. I was so happy to turn on the radio and hear this.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Miss Sean has been working with the event for a while.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Amen.
This is a fabulous opportunity.
Well,
I'm telling you.
Well, Sister Shaw, take a moment. Tell us about Next Step and what you're doing there. Because I remember this is the new crisis center just opened. They had a new facility, correct?
Yes. Well, the Family Crisis Center is the center that's been open for a while. That's the center that actually helped me when I was a victim of domestic violence. So that's been open for a while. But the Family Justice Center is what we just opened, which is a one-stop shop to help victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and LGBT. And I'm partnering with Blade and the Riders Against Domestic Violence. I'm actually going to be out there. My truck will be in it this year. I have the banner on it that says what the purpose of the ride is. And we'll be doing a little emceeing at the end of it when we go to that key stand. We're going to have a cookout for the riders afterwards, and we're doing an emcee there talking about why we're there and what the purpose is, and sharing a testimony on how the Family Crisis Center assisted me when I was going through domestic violence years ago. So there's men out there. I'm telling you, Deacon, there is men out there who are actually running for this and helping and being an advocate against domestic violence, and it's wonderful. It's absolutely fabulous.
Amen, amen. And I don't know my brother Blade, but I speak for myself. You know, this is something that men have to talk about, because, you know, the percentage of the perpetrators and abusers are men, and I think we have to be able to, there has to be a group of men who's going to hold these brothers accountable and step in, and also we have to speak out, because there's a generation that need to hear it, that it just ain't right. No matter how you was brought up and no matter how you lived and what you've seen at home, it's not right, and then it has to be, there has to be some men who speak up about this thing. Because unfortunately, in a lot of circles, they see this as a woman's issue. It's a women's problem, and you know, and it has nothing to do with men. And a lot of it, we have to be able to stand. Some of us have clean hands. I'll say that. And
very
we
true,
have to be
brother,
able to step up and engage this thing and try and put an end to it. And then my other thing is the passion we got to have with it, because it has to stop somewhere. Because, you know, we have young men out here today who see this and think it's all okay, it's all right.
Yes.
And I know me and Sister Linda talk, it starts with them dating in middle school to high school, how they treat the women around them, you know. But I didn't want to go into the whole show, but.
well, Deacon, I just want to say this, and then I'm going to cut off. Like I told Ms. Shaw, when I was younger, I used to see the men in our community go to work every day during the week. On the weekend, they would get that alcohol in their system and start beating their wives. And one of them was real close to my mother, and she got beat every weekend. You know, I'm not saying that I don't know what she did, but no woman deserved the kind of beating that I used to see these women get in my neighborhood. And I wasn't from a bad neighborhood. It was just that alcohol stirred in the house, and the men abused their women. And I've seen it, and I raised my sons, and I told them, no matter how much argument you have with your woman, you should not ever put your hands on her. Keep your hands
away,
walk away. So
yeah.
I am definite against, and like you said too, Deacon, the majority of the ones who commit the abuse are men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes,
we need to stand up
right.
and speak out to stop the rest of them.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's what we seem to do. Go ahead.
And as we said, that's why we started the program that we have now with the men removing the veil, removing the mask, excuse me, because the fight, and Blade doesn't know who's been indoctrinated into this organization now, And what we're doing is going out and we're speaking, because a lot of times when the next step goes out, us being all women, some men don't receive that they should receive or listen to us. But having men who actually were either abusers or actually who are passionate, you know, against this domestic violence, having them come out and speak and have them hear from, I mean, not wimpy men, strong, big men, you men that have something behind them to show them that, hey, we're talking about this, this is real, and helping the guys understand other alternative ways to resolving issues and dealing with problems they're having. Like Blaine said, walk away. And some people, it's hard to walk away, especially when you got a woman screaming, hollering at you, and it's hard to walk away, but yet you still have no excuse regardless of what's going on to ever put your hands on a woman. Or anyone else, or a woman put her hands on a man, women do it too. And so they think it's cute, like in the movies and stuff, they think it's okay to do it, but it's not. So like I said, you know, removing the mask is one of the things where the guys, you know, between Mark, Kenneth, and Blaze, you know, for them to be able to speak out, and they're very strong men about speaking out. They don't hesitate. You know, Blaze doesn't bite his tongue when he's talking about not doing things. He stands up and stands firm against the bigger ones. You know what I'm saying? So I thank God that God is raising up men to be men and be examples. And I thank God. Thank you, Blaze, for what you're doing. Thank you, Deacon Farr, for what you're doing. So I'm going to tell you, to have this being on your Christian Talk Radio, to have this being in part to actually talk about it is a blessing, because what you're doing right now, you're saying no more. The low tolerance. We can't deal with this, you know. We won't deal with this anymore. So that's one of the good
amen,
things.
Amen.
Doing it.
Amen, sister.
Amen, sister. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. No, I know. Hey, that's why I have an hour show. You know, I'm good. We got time. Amen.
Right.
Well, you know, and I say this to testify against Michelle, what she was saying. She is absolutely right in that, like, I'm going to say this, but I won't say where I work, but in my line of work, I've seen men who have gotten hit by a woman, but most men feel too strong and too proud to say that they was a victim of domestic violence, which there are some women that, like when I say walk away, you know, they'll walk up behind you and hit you and hit you. But when we show up on the scene, and you tell me that your wife hit you or your girlfriend hit you, well, the next thing going to happen is we're going to put her in handcuffs, because that's the law. You know, we have to enforce that law. And one of the most frightening calls that you make when you're going out in the field is when you answer to a domestic call, because sometimes the person that you're putting handcuffs on, their spouses turn against you and hurt you when you turn your back. But we have been taught, separate them and handcuff both of them now. You know, you handcuff both of them for your safety, because back in the day, you would turn your back and the woman or the man would do something to you. So, but
amen.
This is real, and I've seen it where people are seriously hurt, you know, over something after they get in court and testify. It's something that don't even make sense why it happened.
Right.
Amen. And I think part of it, too, when we talk about domestic violence is, again, it goes back to people don't know what relationship means, being in relationship. They don't know how
to argue,
disagree, work through processes, because they haven't learned it. As simple as that. If you don't know how to work through the problems and the things that's going to be in any relationship, you know, in marriage, dating, whatever, if you don't have that skill set or you don't have that in you to work through the issues, and you think it's all going to be wonderful and romantic, and you get disillusioned, and then when it stuff hits, you don't know how to respond.
Right.
And that's some of it too. Especially when I mentioned about the young folk, because they don't learn
at
home, because they haven't seen their parents work through stuff. All they see
and you
was
know what, though,
the drama.
Funny you should say that. I went to a Steve Harvey show one night in New York, and in the show he said something that absolutely made sense to me. We as older guys, I mean, not like ancient, you know, because I'm in my 50s, and I think you might be in your 50s. And he said,
I'm seasoned, brother. I'm that old.
I'm 50-some years old. And
one thing
Steve Harvey said, because Steve is a little older than I am, but what he said made sense. He said, when we were younger, we had men to guide us through, no matter what it was, our father, uncles, or whatever. But he said, as what we have done, turned our back on most of the younger generation and haven't taught them how to be men. You know, we just let them scramble for themselves and hope they will learn. So what you say makes sense. We got to go back and grab them and teach them what it takes to be a man, plus to be a man with a family and how to treat their family. So that's what Ms. Shaw was expressing about guys like myself. You know, we believe in talking to you, and instead of doing something harmful to you, we believe in talking to you and giving you whatever insight that we can share with you to make you a better person.
Amen. And in that, you're right. And that's where that's where the breakdown in family came in. Like you said, there was uncles, there was his grandfathers, uncles, who they may not have been perfect, but they lived long enough to figure it out. And they wasn't afraid to step to that next generation. And because of breakups, breakdowns, or whatever, that influence is not necessarily there. And, you know, it's a lot. I'm not going to say there's a simple answer because of things that affect the culture, but we just have to put this call out that we have to come back to the place where we need to be, speaking to the lives of the folks in the community and do these kind of things and get it out there, because we just have to. We have no other choice. Otherwise, it's not going to get better by itself. And unfortunately, once law enforcement shows up, that's a whole nother. We got a whole nother road we got to go down there, and we have to get in a place where we want to head that thing off. And I think it starts with the men of a certain generation speaking up, being involved, and we have to be able to pull up. You know, and it's a lot. I mean, I'm not gonna say it's easy, because you know, I don't know about you, but some of these young brothers, you talk to them. You have to give them a minute to figure out how they talk to you when you ask them the simplest question, because it seems like they're all angry and defensive, and I don't know why. You know what I mean?
So when you say something to them,
I got to count 20 seconds before I come back at them, because all I said was, "What's up? How you doing?" And then they go, and I say, "All right, let me give them a minute to get it out, and then maybe we can have a conversation." But again, that comes from it's a lot. I'm not going to say it's a challenge. It's a lot, and we have to encourage brothers to get out there, get involved, get back in involved in the families, involved in our neighborhoods, and just try and mentor and disciple,
so
and get back in that place.
Very true statement.
Yeah, because you know, because even young brothers, they see us on motorcycles. They already think we hardcore. They don't know we got real jobs and pay taxes and got families and mortgages. Well, let's use the motorcycle and the leather. we can get them with that. And then we make them realize,
we ain't going to do nothing but put it back in the garage. Put it back in the garage at night.
Yeah.
We ain't doing that.
Exactly. It's not like on TV. We are not. What's the show? I can't think of the show right now, but. Right. We're not Sons of Anarchy. There you go. But anyway. But again, it's perception. It's really perception.
Yeah.
That they see, they engage, and then when they see what we're talking about, it's an opportunity to plant a seed, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Because when they see the motorcycles, they hear the motorcycles, they're going to be attracted to that, because that's machismo, that's masculine, that's strength. But then...
Yeah.
In that, we have to show them where the real strength is. So, I mean, everything can be used to the betterment and for the good. And I pray, you know, and I, like I said, with the motorcycle thing, man, I mean, I'm down with you. As soon as I get a bike, though, I'm going to find me a club. And then, you know, as long as my wife let me go to the meetings.
Wait, but you know what, brother? There's a whole lot of motorcycle ministry clubs out there.
Yeah.
A whole lot of them out there.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, that's right. That's why I told my wife. I'm hanging with some righteous brothers. She just, you know, I just got to check the schedule and she let me go. Because they go on rides, you know. She's going, you know. But anyway, I work on that. Y'all just pray for me that I can go ride.
There you go.
Amen. All right. Well, Brother Blade, I appreciate you, man. One more time, give us the time, the location, and how they can contact you. They want to give you a call between now and Saturday.
Okay, Riders Against Domestic Violence is put on a charity event, which consists of a charity ride. The ride takes place at the Holiday Inn in Washington on Livingston Road in Fort Washington, Maryland. We will be starting our staging process, which means the riders will be gathering, registering for the ride, paying their fee. Starting at 9, at 11 o'clock, we will start our safety briefing, our prayer, starting line up. The police officers will lead the way out. We will be pulling off on the dot at 11:30 for a tour around the county, which lasts about an hour and a half. From there, the second half of the event will be at FOP Lodge 89 at 2905 Old Largo Road in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, which starts at 12 noon and ends at 6 p.m. Fun and refreshments for the whole family, so anybody can come. And we'll have things for you to do that day. Just come on and support the cause. And my phone number is 301-675-6852. Again, 301-675-6852. And Deacon, I appreciate you having us on the line tonight.
Thank you.
Amen, sir. And I'm definitely coming. I got a vest. I got a vest I'm going to wear. And I ain't got a patch, but I got a vest. So I'm going to be there.
There you
go. I'm going to drive.
There you go.
And I just
blame okay,
I parked my
okay.
car like a block away, and I'll just walk in.
But look, hey, look,
then,
no,
you know.
Brother, don't do that because I got to drive. I won't be on my motorcycle that day because I got to work. So I'll be
okay.
in my car.
All right. Amen. I appreciate you, brother. And
I'll see you Saturday.
Yes, sir. I will be there. I'll make sure we rendezvous. And when Miss Shaw, she'll make sure we see each other. Amen.
All right, then, brother. Amen. And you be safe until then.
All right. Sister Shaw.
All right, then.
Yes.
Have a good night.
Yes.
All right, good night.
Good night,
Blaine. Sister Shaw?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, I got you. I just wanted to, you know, tell the audience a little bit about Next Step. How they can reach out to you and what you do and who you are, and you can have our last moments here.
Okay, my name is Linda Shaw. I'm an advocate against those about domestic violence. I bring awareness. We go out and we lobby in front of legislation for the rights of women and men who victims of domestic violence. Right now, what I'm doing, I'm actually a volunteer coordinator at the Family Justice Center in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, which is a new one-stop shop to help victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and elder abuse. And I partner with different organizations such as Riders Against Domestic Violence that is doing a motorcycle ride on Saturday. And it's just a blessing to be able to connect with those type of people and connect with you, Deacon Farr, as far as the things that you're doing in the community to help those who are less privileged. And I'm not saying as far as money less privileged, but those less privileged that they can't seem to get the help they need to become survivors instead of being victims. And I thank you for everything that you're doing and having us on.
Amen, sister. No problem. This is what we do. This is why I believe God blessed me with this platform, because there's some things that we need to talk about, and especially in the church. And I know I have some saints, believers, and pastors who listen to the program, and also when we post it. Because these things, again, we have to put it out there. We have to stir people. We have to stir it up, plant the seeds. Because we know everyone, I believe that domestic violence is a thing that no one is really immune from. They just choose not to get involved. And then also when we talk about it, intimate partner violence, there's a lot of other things besides the physical abuse, you know, the broken limbs, the black eyes, the bruises. There's other things that are going on that are categorized as domestic violence, and that's where the teaching part comes in. So I believe that there is opportunity here. And for my church leaders and pastors, there's something I always like to say when we do our domestic violence conversation. If someone came to your service, your Bible study, your prayer service, and was a victim, do you have a plan in place to get them in a safe place and get them the help they need? I mean, we're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for healing of that marriage. We're going to pray for the emotional state. But do we have a plan to get them into the process, into a safe place, and do we have that? The same way we have a plan to, you know, call everybody when the when there's a snowstorm and the church is going to be closed. The same way we have a plan to do all the other quote-unquote emergencies. Is there a plan in place? And do the leaders, the pastors, the ministers, the leaders, do they all know the plan? Or if they can't, you know, if they can't find the pastor, nobody knows what to do. You know what I mean? And
right.
Because the plan, if people don't know what to do, it don't mean, okay, I'll put it this way. We all know what fire drill is. If the building catches on fire, everyone has a responsibility. Do we have the same, do we take the same passion and concern for lives if the building catches on fire as we do for domestic violence when someone comes to and lets us know they're having this issue?
Yeah.
That's the simplest way I can explain it. Because we have strategies, we have emergency response for everything, but do we have it in the body of Christ, in the ministries, for domestic violence? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You've been listening to It's Just Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. I'm here with the Executive Director of Next Step, Sister Linda Shaw, and we'll talk about an upcoming event this Saturday, the 9th Annual Rises Against Domestic Violence, in support of the Family Crisis Center of Prince George's County, and it starts at 9 a.m. You can go to the website, It's Just Christian Men's Talk. You see the flyer there, posted there, the information there, the contact information, and it's going to start at 9 a.m. They're going to be at the Harley Davidson of Washington at 9407 Livingston Road, Fort Washington, Maryland, and you can contact Brother Blade. He's the coordinator. You can contact him at 301-675-6852. We're asking a $20 donation for the rider, $10 for passenger. Also, you can come with your car and truck and be in the procession. It's a one-hour drive around PG County, and it's $20 per car. Amen. Sister Linda, thank you for joining me tonight. We'll be in touch, and we're going to do some more programs and talk a little bit more in-depth on some of these other issues and how to solve it and get the resources and get the word out so we can save some lives and prevent some of these incidents of domestic violence. Amen, and thank you. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. You've been listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. We are here live every Monday at 8 o'clock, every Thursday at 8:30 p.m., every Monday at 8 o'clock p.m. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr. You're going to listen to the archive of our past shows there. You can also send the link out. You also can click on and become a follower. So when we post and download new shows, you get an alert on your email or on your Facebook page. And my pastors and leaders out there, and if you have any ministries events, you have outreach events, you have ministries to be able to help solve some of the issues that Christians go through in this Christian world, contact us. We'll bring you on, talk about your events, talk about that. We don't have a problem. We have, here at Israel's Christian Men's Talk, we have a kingdom mindset. That the things that God is doing, He's doing it in a lot of places, and His people are everywhere, and it's just not the four walls of the church. So God bless you, and we'll be in touch, and we'll see you again on Monday. God bless. Okay.